This Tour SA Radio Discover destination takes us around the state, but based here in Port Lincoln is our next guest. She is the Region 6 CFS Community Engagement Officer, Therese Pedler. How are you, Therese?
I'm very good, thanks, Jason. Yourself?
Very well, thank you. Of course, around our Tour SA Radio listening area, which is all over the state, we wanted to talk bushfire awareness, given that we are creeping up towards the start of the fire danger season around our state, and there'll be lots of people listening who will be travelling throughout South Australia over the next few months, as is normally the case.
Absolutely, Jason. As soon as the weather warms up, yeah, people sneak out and about they go all over the place with holidays and Christmas coming. I'm presuming you'll have a lot of listeners out and about on the road.
No doubt. I've got a couple of pretty simple questions when we were looking at bushfire prevention for and bushfire awareness for those who are travelling. Who in South Australia, Therese, is at risk of bushfire?
Great question. And we say if you live, work or travel in South Australia, you are at risk of bushfire. So the quick answer to that is everybody.
Indeed, particularly those who are travelling. And that's what our show, Tour SA Radio, is all about. So if you are travelling into a different area than might normally be the case, Therese, perhaps you're an Eyre Peninsula listener today and you are heading to catch our good friends in the Riverland, maybe heading down the Murray. What is it that you need to be aware of when you're going from one area that you are familiar with into another that you might not be as familiar with?
Fantastic question, Jason, and I really appreciate the opportunity to explain this to your listeners. One of the first things we encourage people to do is always be aware of the fire ban district that they are either travelling through or visiting. So if you were travelling from the Eyre Peninsula to the Riverland, you would be passing through a number of fire ban districts. So just always be aware of the name of the fire ban district that you are in or travelling through or visiting. The next thing that you would need to be aware of is, has the fire danger season started in that area? And if it has, there may be certain restrictions about what you can do if you're camping in national parks and things like that. But probably the most important thing is to always be aware of the fire danger rating for the fire ban district that you are going to be in for tomorrow. Okay. So let's say we are leaving Ceduna today and we're going to drive over to Berry in the Riverland.
Yep.
And can I quickly say hello to the gorgeous Woolston family in Berry?
You certainly can.
Thank you. That if we were doing that, Jason, we would be travelling through a number of fire ban districts. What I would want to know is there a day of total fire ban in any of those districts that we're going to travel through tomorrow? And at what level are those fire danger ratings? So is it going to be severe, is it going to be extreme, or is it going to be catastrophic? Now, this information is made available to us at 4 o'clock today for tomorrow. So it's always really important for us to be aware of those conditions for tomorrow if something should start. And then you need to be aware of where is your closest bushfire safer place. And as a last resort, your bushfire last resort refuge. I'm aware that we don't have a lot of time to go into all of those details, but again, always be aware of your bushfire safer place if you are travelling out of an area that you are familiar with, and as a last resort, your bushfire last resort refuges, because they are the places, especially with a bushfire safer place, they are the places that CFS has identified as being safer than being in a car or on the road.
Excellent.
And that is the last place we want anyone to be in a fire.
So where can you find that information online, Therese? There would it be obviously the CFS website is the place to go?
Absolutely. So www.cfs.sa.gov.au. I would also suggest that if you have a smartphone, that you have access to our website pretty quickly on your phone so that you can access that. And once you set that up, you'll be able to easily find the fire ban district you're in and the fire danger rating and a list of the bushfire safer places.
Right. Make sure you know your safer places and the fire danger area you are travelling to if you are travelling around our Tour SA radio listening area across the state. Throughout summer, we'll call you back in again for some more helpful, handy tips and hints for those who are out travelling throughout our state, as they should be. For now, though, we'll leave it there today. Therese, thank you very much.
Thanks, Jason.
For more information on this TourSA Radio Discover destination, head to toursa.com.au.